ponder it. I want to ponder it and think about it and pray into it. But that word is still there, so I want to share it with you now. It's a funny word, and I apologize if it sounds all Greek, but the word is metamorphosis. And it's an interesting thing, metamorphosis, you know. A metamorphosis is a very interesting thing. When you have a butterfly, and the butterfly comes fluttering along and lands on a leaf and lays an egg, that egg does not hatch out into a butterfly. That egg hatches out into a little caterpillar. And that little caterpillar grows and grows and grows. When that little caterpillar has reached a point of maturity, it has to pupate. And that is the process of metamorphosis. It goes into a chrysalis, but then every bit of it changes. The whole of that caterpillar turns into like a mush. That's a technical term, yeah? A mush. And all the cells are reorganized, and bits that used to be, I don't know, a horn sticking out of here gets reabsorbed into it. And what emerges, caterpillars don't have wings, butterflies do. Caterpillars have teeth that chomp leaves. Butterflies have a proboscis that sucks nectar. They emerge into something totally different. And I believe that's a word for this church. We have been planted to stretch this message by our beautiful butterflies here, laid the egg of this church, which has hatched out, which has grown, and which has grown, and which has grown, but has now come into a point of maturity, which some people may find quite dark and quite painful as we're all jostled and moved around inside this chrysalis until a point will come when we emerge as something more beautiful, more magnificent, and able to reach out into the heavens. I believe that's the word for this church, that we're at this time now, this time of transition, this time of change, this time of metamorphosis. I've cogitated on that, I've pondered it for a week or more now, and I'm still convinced that's a word for this church. You can tell me I'm wrong, with pleasure. I may well be wrong, but I don't believe I am. I'd like you just to think as over the next days and weeks and months about what that might mean and how we need to respond to times of transition, times of growth, times of metamorphosis. And if anyone else has had a similar word to confirm that, that would be great to hear.